As the influential baby boomer generation gets older, they're reinventing what it means to be a senior citizen. But much of American society views being elderly negatively. This week on WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Take Care, Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen speak with Dr. Bill Thomas, a physician, author, and expert on elder care, about changing this perception.
How would you say our society views aging?
Well, I think it's pretty clear. If you go into a grocery store or a bookstore and look at the magazine rack, that the answer to the question is, America views aging as a kind of decline. In fact, our society equates aging with decline. And my goal in life is actually to change that equation, create a new equation, which is aging equals growth.
I am curious about that because I was told years ago by a woman who said to me, honey, she said, when your hair goes gray and your hips go wide, at least for women, she said, you disappear from the population. And I did not understand that until I began aging. What do you think that's due to?
Well, what it's due to is actually a very mistaken understanding of youth. A lot of people talk about as if aging is the problem. In fact, aging is a huge success. Aging is awesome. Aging is the thing that human beings do better than anyone else. Our problem is not with aging. Our problem is with youth. And we've developed the concept that youth represents perfection. So notice when your friend said that, what exactly is wrong with white hair? Is there anything wrong with that? No. Does it hurt? No. Is it you? Yes. Wide hips? Is there any problem with that? No. Is it normal? Yes. What's happened is normal things that are uniquely beautiful and human are relabeled as signs of decline because we falsely believe that youth is perfect.
How do we reconcile that as much as we want to celebrate our growing old with grace and wisdom, mm-hmm. we also have to accept the fact that with aging often comes health declines, frailty?
So my purpose isn't so much to paint a grand picture where aging is all terrific. It's to paint a balanced picture where the difficulties, and they are real, where the health challenges, and they are real, where the limitations, and they are real, are balanced against new kinds of insight, new avenues to wisdom, so that we wind up not with a caricature of age, but with a fully developed portrait of age.
I'd like to ask if you could articulate, what are the gifts of old age?
I think maybe the greatest gift is this. That perfect little body you were born with at the very start of your life, delightful in so many ways, and that you carried with you through your youth and through your middle age, that body begins to experience changes over time. At the same time, what's happening is that you're developing a story. There's a story of who you are, a story of who you've been, where you've been, what you've meant to the world and to the people you love. And as you get older, that story becomes more and more complete, more and more meaningful, more and more soulful. And so in the very end, what happens, if we're lucky, is we wind up trading that once perfect body for a one-of-a-kind, only once-in-the-universe story of a human being who lived a life.
That's geriatric expert Dr. Bill Thomas speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of their conversation can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's Health and Wellness Show, Sunday evening at 6:30. Support for this story comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.